2 years into thinking about going independent, most advisors reach the same private conclusion. Something must be wrong with me. Everyone else, the story goes, saw the opportunity, ran the numbers over a weekend, and resigned by Friday. Today, I want to show you what the research actually says about how long this decision takes and how to tell whether your long think is progress or a place to hide. Quick note before we get into it, Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different, so treat this as a map, not a set of directions. This one's for the advisor who's been turning independence over for a year, 2 years, maybe longer, and has started to feel embarrassed about it. By the end, you'll know what the consideration window really looks like, why the timeline drains you more than it should, the four obstacles that stall most deliberations, and a short quarterly test that tells you whether your research is still going somewhere. Start with the numbers, because they're kinder than the voice in your head. Fidelity's Advisor Movement Study, a snapshot from 2023, found that more than half of advisors had considered switching firms within a five-year window, and roughly one in four actually moved. Look at the space between those two figures. More than half the profession thinking about a change and a quarter acting on it. That gap between considering and moving is where most advisors live for a long time. If you've been deliberating for 2 years, you're not an outlier. You're the median case. And this isn't a profession where everyone thinks and nobody acts. Diamond Consultant's annual transition report counted more than 11,000 experienced advisors changing firms in 2025, up about 16% from the year before. People move. They just tend to move after years of thinking with stops and starts, research phases, and long spells of talking themselves out of it. No study pins down an average deliberation length, so I won't invent one for you. The honest answer is years, usually. That's what this decision looks like when a careful person makes it. So why does a normal timeline feel like failure? Because you end up carrying two loads at once. The first load is the indecision itself. Real questions about payouts, client portability, whether you even want to run a business. The second load is the embarrassment about the indecision. And the second load is the expensive one, because shame burns exactly the bandwidth the decision needs. Clear thinking about transition mechanics takes energy. Beating yourself up for taking too long consumes it. So the first move is not deciding anything. It's setting the second load down. The years you've already spent were not a waiting room. They were the work. Now, what actually stalls advisors between considering and moving? Four things come up over and over, and naming them separately keeps a vague dread from running your whole deliberation. First, golden handcuffs, compensation built so that leaving is expensive, deferred comp that vests over years and is generally forfeited when you resign, recruiting packages compounded. FINRA itself has described recruitment incentives running as much as 2 to 3 times the prior year's commissions and fees, often structured as forgivable loans, and its own guidance walks through an illustrative 9-year note. None of that means you can't leave. It means the real cost of leaving lives in your specific agreements and vesting schedule, not in a rumor from the guy 2 offices down. Reading those documents is a job for a securities attorney who handles advisor transitions. Most advisors don't have one on call, and that's the point. Get one in your corner before you act, not after. Second, the fear that clients won't follow. What you can take with you and what you can say to whom and when is governed by your agreements and where it applies, the broker protocol. Unsettling, yes, but it's a solvable research problem, not a permanent unknown. Third, the operational load. You hear the word independence and picture yourself doing compliance at midnight. The load is real, but it changes shape rather than simply growing. Supported platforms and outsourced compliance exist because most breakaway advisors want to own their practice without personally becoming their own back office. And fourth, the identity question underneath the spreadsheets. Do you want to own a business or do you want a better version of your current job? An advisor running their own practice as a registered investment advisor, an RIA, holds equity that can be valued, sold, and passed on. An employee advisor is renting a seat inside someone else's asset. Wanting the equity but not the enterprise is common, and middle paths exist for it. Wanting neither is an answer to, and a perfectly good one, which leaves the question you can't outsource. Is all this research still going somewhere, or has it become a place to live? From the outside, the two look identical. Same spreadsheets, same open tabs, same podcast queue. The tell is motion. Real research produces answers that change your next question. Hiding produces the same anxieties on a loop. So run a short honesty test every quarter in writing, dated. Am I running towards something or away from something? Would I join my current firm today, knowing what I know? What specifically would have to be true for me to move? What am I afraid of? Named plainly. If those answers keep sharpening, keep going. If they've been identical for a year, the remaining work isn't a fact find anymore. It's a decision. One more point before I wrap up. If you're waiting to feel certain, you may wait forever. Decisions this size don't come with certainty attached. At some point, advisors who move simply decide they've learned enough to choose, even though they can't see the whole road. And some advisors run the entire process and stay on purpose with a clear head. That's a legitimate ending. The goal was never independence for its own sake. It was a deliberate choice instead of a drift. If you want to see where you actually stand in your own deliberation, we built a short assessment for exactly that. 6 questions free on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. It shows you where you are in your thinking and which path deserves a closer look. No call, no pressure, no judgment about how long it took you to get here. You're not late. You're someone making a serious decision seriously. Clear eyes first, the move second. I'll see you tomorrow.